A new Echelon Insights poll produced a result not heretofore seen in the 2024 presidential election cycle. According to the national poll, though with a small sample, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy has moved into third place within the large Republican field and reached double-digit support for the first time. He trailed second-place finisher Ron DeSantis by just 6 points. Former President Donald Trump posted another huge lead, capturing 49% support. It remains to be seen if this poll is an anomaly or ushering in a new trend. Former state senator and 2022 Illinois Republican gubernatorial nominee Darren Bailey announced at a major gathering that he will launch a Republican primary challenge to five-term Southern Illinois U.S. Representative Mike Bost, the current chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. The challenge is a surprising one in that Congressman Bost is just as conservative as Mr. Bailey, so there will be little to draw a contrast, at least in terms of public policy. Because Illinois is so heavily gerrymandered, the 12th CD is one of just three solidly Republican seats in the state. Therefore, the only political threat to Representative Bost comes in the GOP primary. Expect the congressman to win renomination and re-election next year. The Illinois primary is early, scheduled for March 19, 2024. One of the strangest situations that occurred in the 2022 election cycle was first-term Westchester County Democratic Congressman Mondaire Jones leaving the upstate to seek re-election in an open New York City district. In a way, he was pushed out when then-Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chairman Sean Patrick Maloney decided to seek re-election in Jones' 17th district. The move was controversial, and the uproar it caused certainly contributed to Maloney losing a close general election to Republican Assemblyman Mike Lawler. This week, Mr. Jones announced that he will return to the 17th district and attempt to regain the seat he initially won in 2020. This will be a top national congressional campaign. Though Congressman Lawler is the incumbent, the general election will be challenging for him in a district that the 538 data organization rates as D+7, while Dave's redistricting app calculates the partisan lean at 15 points in the Democrats' favor. Former Washington Republican Congressman and ex-King County Sheriff Dave Reichert, who served in the House from 2005 to the beginning of 2019, has filed a campaign committee for his state's open governor's office. Mr. Reichert has looked at statewide office before, but has not run. His chances of qualifying for the general election from the jungle primary would be good, since he would likely corral the votes of what should be a united Republican Party behind him. In the general election, however, probably opposite Democratic Attorney General Bob Ferguson, he would be a distinct underdog. Democratic Governor Jay Inslee chose not to seek re-election to a fourth term. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.